Sure.
Hey guys, welcome back to my show. I know it's been a long time since I have posted anything, so this is a comeback episode and it's going to be super exciting. I have always been doing interviews with not one, but two people this time. They are the Trailer Flowers. Some of you may know them from HD. They were that amazing country singing duo with Jack and Brooke. Hey Jack, hey Brooke, how are you today?
Good, how are you doing? Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, so please introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Jack.
And we call ourselves
Trailer Flowers.
Yeah.
Awesome, so could please like one of you sing like maybe a tiny snippet of your song?
Yeah, sure. Brooke, from the top of Daughter of a King.
Yeah, this is one of our absolute favorite songs. But I'll start with one of the verses that I think is so powerful. So, when I was young, I had to be old, had to be a mom to four kids that weren't even my own. When I was young, had to take care of the house, had to tuck them in at night, make sure all the lights were out. When I was young, I had to be old. When I was young, I had to be old.
That's beautiful. I love that song. I know, like, that song's vibe and just that the lyrics. I think the lyrics are really important, right? You kind of can tell your story. The song may mean something to you, but for other people who listen to it, they connect with something different. So speaking of which, like, how did you come up with the idea for this song?
Yeah, Jack, you want to share where you were when you wrote the song?
For sure. I think that it's been really fun for me and Brooke to see the reaction that we've gotten from Daughter of a King, because like you said, Annika, it's like everybody connects to it in their own different way. So it is a really specific, like, story-based song, but there's so many people that relate to it and are telling us, like, this is exactly my story. And that is really what, like, blew us away in the beginning. And I think that was always the appeal of Trailer Flowers. Like, the things that we sing about are very story-driven and real-life stuff. So it was really awesome to see that reaction, because we've been playing in Nashville for so long. And, you know, it's interesting as an artist, because you don't know if something's going to work until you try or you get the opportunity to show it. And then for us, Daughter of a King got to be shown by the grace of God, and it worked, and it was such a beautiful moment. And I think the songs that do that, the songs that work, come from a place that really none of us can explain. And Daughter of a King was one of those moments where I was in my bedroom and the song just kind of fell out of me. It wasn't that I sat down and, you know, thought of the idea. It just kind of like fell out as a thought and ended up being the song very quickly. And the first time I ever showed it to Brooke, she really like loved it, and we just immediately started singing it together. So it was definitely always meant to be a Trailer Flowers anthem, and I'm really, really grateful that it ended up being that for us. And we're doing a lot of other fun stuff with that song now that we can't talk about yet, but a lot of really exciting fun stuff. A lot of doors have been opened, so very grateful.
I mean, that's like really cool how just like just that one song kind of like took over the internet, especially like just performing in front of a large crowd, especially on AGT, is like a huge like risk as well as an opportunity in the same way, because you're kind of putting yourself out there with something that like is not like fully big, because like before then it was not like a song that was already released. You released it after that, I assume, right?
Yeah, correct. Wasn't it night that it aired, Brooke? I think which was crazy.
Wow. I mean, yeah, just like being on stage, like Simon Cowell, we all know. I know he's not listening to this episode because this podcast is not that big yet. But if he is, I'm sorry again. But this is just the truth. Simon Cowell is known for being the biggest critic, right? And I know when I watched that episode, you guys were stopped in between to sing a different song. And though it was super daunting to watch, I think by making you sing Daughter of a King and made me find my new favorite country song.
Aww. That's so sweet. Yeah, we're so happy we got to do an original on AGT. And I think that Jacqueline and I have always wanted to, even within all of those amazing shows, The Voice, we always want to take our own spin on a song. So to be able to just go straight to the punch and do an original meant a lot to Jack and I. And we felt like we didn't have to fit into any specific box when we got to sing that song. So I'm really grateful that first audition went the way it did.
Absolutely. Yep. I think just like, you know, I think the thing with reality shows are, right, we are trying to churn out views, right? They care about the contestants, but like they kind of like weed out all the people with like boring backstories. And by boring, I mean, we don't really know the definition of boring or interesting because it varies show to show. But I think out of all the shows we have seen so far, I think American Idol kind of brings out the better in people because they kind of have, like, even in the audition process, before you even get on to television, they do a Zoom call with you where you're face on face with a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of have the connection. Whereas for, like, auditioned for The Voice for pre-producer ones where I did it, like, there was, like, this video thing and you were just saying to a camera with no one there. So I think in that sense, you know, they're always not just looking for The Voice, but rather for like that epic backstory, like, you know, something that really makes people want to vote for you or makes people want to kind of be with you. Which in that sense, if you think about being an amazing artist is not defined by going on to a show and winning it or even just being on it. So that's why kind of for me, I personally just kind of took a backseat on like auditioning for The Voice and thought that I would focus on singing, songwriting, perfecting my craft rather than like, you know, opening up to
that's
that.
Smart.
Because I think you guys have just been doing an amazing job.
Thank you. And I would love to hear your music sometime. You should send us a link or if you have a voice memo, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. For sure. And I think like people forget that like all those shows are like reality TV too. So just like everything you said, it's very, you know, they do find still like backstories and truth in that, but a lot of it is, you know, made to look a certain way. So me and Brooke's eyes were definitely opened up to a lot of that stuff while we were out in California, but within that we really just tried to stay as like authentic as we could. So it was a very interesting experience for us, but we're grateful that it happened for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, just like even just being tied to like a reality show, even if it's for a short time, you're kind of tied to this contract, no speaking about it to other people. You cannot make music if you're doing a music act or like a drama act or something. You cannot release music while you're on the show. You have certain things, like they kind of own your song. And I'm happy that didn't happen to you guys because, like, you know, sometimes I've heard like the story where like many people release their music 6 months or 6 years even after the audition because they're like owned by the company because they were on the show for super long. The next question, which is like, what's the songwriting process like? I know like Jack just mentioned that the idea just came to her. She was not really thinking about it to the point where it was something she was purposely trying to do. So how does the songwriting process vary between the two since you guys are like a country duo and not just a single individual artist?
I would say that the songwriting related to Trailer Flowers since the very beginning has always been a space where we didn't put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but we're just super creative and wanted to laugh and create something that was very, very unique. And Jacqueline, you know, her dream has always had an emphasis around mastering the art of songwriting, whereas mine has always been mastering the art of storytelling and connecting and performance. And so we've grown a lot in town, and I think that we've been each other's anchors because we put, I think, the healthy amount of pressure on ourselves when we have a great idea or when we want to tell a specific story. We do a good job having open hands when we write our songs and being really wise to know, should we bring another amazing songwriter? Should we bring them in on this idea that we have? Or, look at the strengths that Jack and I have. They're different. Should we just finish this song, her and I? And I feel like there's a lot of, and has been a lot of pressure on artists to write all of their songs. Whereas Jack and I, because we are such fans of songwriters, it's really important to us that we are singing and releasing the songs that we just connect with the most. And sometimes that might not be a song that we had happened to write. And but at the same time, we have a lot of songs that maybe are not radio or commercial in the eyes of the industry, but we still make sure we write those songs just for ourselves. Because again, we really enjoy writing together, and it's very, very significant that we get to have a safe place to kind of flush out all our ideas with each other. And I think that's what's really special about our duo. And it's been really, really amazing in a town that's super competitive with songwriting to have a space with between Jack and I where we just get to learn, and we're not in competition with each other when it comes to writing. And I think that's very healthy and has been really crucial to us figuring out our brand. So we're down for the best idea to win in the room. And a lot of times we're really blessed because Jack and I creatively have very similar instincts and like the same things. So
yeah, I mean, that's beautiful. I mean, I think the magic of music and songwriting is that you can kind of create that connection, even if you're like mm-hmm. solo artist or a duo. Even you kind of have that mm-hmm. like magical moment with them. You're trying to mm-hmm. have this nice balance of solidarity as well as like community and all the good things, mm-hmm. and you kind of mm-hmm. go through things together. And with a duo especially, mm-hmm. you kind of have to, I know they're like, often like duos do not work out, but like duos can also be like creating a stronger bond between the two and creating good music, mm-hmm. because music is not really like a one person job. Though you may be a solo artist or though you might be a duo, you have a bunch of people working behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. For sure. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like Brooke said, one thing that I do love about me and Brooke's like philosophy with songwriting and music is, you know, she is this like superstar. So she's studied like Beyonce and Olivia Newton-John and all these like legendary people and singers. And a lot of them didn't write their own songs. They just chose the best songs and cut them. And I love that me and Brooke both agree on doing that, because a lot of the time when you look at the most popular artists, you know, George Strait didn't write one of his songs, or, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood didn't write any of her songs in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's like finding that balance and that like mixture of, you know, the goodness. Cause I always say like, we will never be able to outwrite Nashville. And mm-hmm. no matter how good of writers me and Brooke are, it takes more than one hit writer to make a hit record. So mm-hmm. we're very inclusive when it comes to welcoming outside cuts and also mm-hmm. cutting the best of our songs. So I love mm-hmm. that.
Absolutely. I think like, as you said, right, writing is not just a one person job. And not just that, like it's also about like, personally for me, even like when I'm writing songs, I obviously like since I'm just starting out, I'm not really like writing on a commercial level or anything like that, but I personally connect more to songs that I've written. And even if it's written by someone else, like let's say it's written by Macy Peters or Conan Gray, you sing them but you do not feel that personal connection to them because you do not know the story they're trying to tell through that. You kind of just connect it to your own self. And so when it comes to like mm-hmm. people selling their songs to artists for them to sing, it kind of loses its like authenticity because you're singing someone else's song or you're singing something that's not written by you. So you do not really know what that person went through, what that person is trying to portray through that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that there's definitely a beauty in, you know, like, for example, like Daughter of a King is something that I wrote in my bedroom, but Brooke sings that with such like authenticity because of how much love and connection she has to that song. And I think that's what made Jesus Take the Wheel so great too. Like, Carrie Underwood didn't write that song, but Hillary Lindsay and two other writers wrote that song, and Carrie sings it with such, you know, like, heart. And I love that about when people cut songs, because just like happen. Daughter of, like, you know, Daughter of a King, like, had this impact on all these people, and everyone was like, this is my story. Like, if some other artist would have cut it, you know, it probably would have had the same impact. Like, obviously it's amazing that Trail of Flowers did that, and the way that we sing it is very, very special. But yeah, just like the Jesus Take the Wheel example, I think is really good to kind of explain like the cutting process and what that looks like in country music specifically.
Yeah, I mean, like, just by cutting like music, like, we kind of, especially now, like, with people leaking music and doing things like that, oftentimes things that they leak are oftentimes the things that they cut come out anyways. So really nothing really is being cut, because they're given, handed down to people despite it not being released officially. But at the same time, like, you know, for me, I try to stay away from leaks as much as possible, unless, like, I just cannot, like, you know, if it's something that I've been waiting for quite a long time, then it's, like, you know, tough, you know, you kind of have to be, like, pushing yourself away from it, because with leaks, you're kind of supporting the person who's putting out the leaks, and it gets tough. Like, recently with Taylor Swift's album, Torture Poets Department, we had a lot of leaks on, like, all sorts of social media, but now with AI as well, right, we do not know which ones are leaks, and which ones are just people messing around with AI and putting in things.
AI.
You guys, is like, what was, like, your, like, idea behind the name of your band? Like, Trail of Flowers is, like, a unique name. I've never kind of imagined that being, like, a country duo name, but, like, what kind of inspired you to create that name?
Yeah, I think when I said earlier that Jack and I really enjoy and come around each other's ideas, and just because we actually do enjoy each other's ideas and hold space for each other's ideas. We were sitting around the fire one day, and I was asking Jack to be in a band with me, and she was like, absolutely not. You know, I'm here to write songs. And then I said, you pick a word and I'll pick a word, and whatever pops out, that's our band name, as a joke. And she said trailer, and I followed it with flowers. So there was a very large serendipitous moment that happened, and we just ran with the idea. And that's how a lot of song titles, a lot of characters in our songs, a lot of identity for Trail of Flowers. It is definitely birthed from just a gut feeling, and the other person seeing it through. So yeah, we've written a lot of it's a whole little world, Trail of Flowers, and we hope that no matter where you come from or what you look like or the stories you've been told, we all have a story, and there's a uniqueness and excitement to come from a place that isn't the most shiny, or come from a season in life that isn't the most easy or pretty, and that flowers bloom everywhere. So it's been fun finding our trailer flowers and the people who think like us all over the place that have really found how to build beauty from brokenness. So it turned out to be more of a deep, profound title than we thought.
Yeah, definitely very random, but God inspired, like Brooke's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, first of all, that message you just said is beautiful. I think that's something that many people do live by, and I think that it's just very important to know as well, right? People forget about all the tiny little things that bring them to the point they are, including me, including everyone out here, right? They're always, like, you know, trying to move on, moving forward, without, like, thinking about their roots or their culture, and forgetting about everything, and just thinking that, okay, I'm here and this is what I'm doing. And I think that just, you know, just remembering those things that you used to do, or the things that made you who you are today, is important. for you to realize that you are only here because of the things you did in the past. And by reading the name Trail of Flowers, just by like chance of luck, right, came on your tongue, and that's just how it ended up being. And I think it's really important though, because like Trail of Flowers, it's like when you say it, it just sounds really profound and like really cool, you know. It doesn't have to be anything like super fancy, like razor blades or whatever the name country do is right now. But like, it's like simple yet unique. Like it's you kind of get that feeling of like it being a country duo, or it could be a rock duo for all I know. But like, you know, it has that like kind of village, kind of city, like village city mixed together. Mm-hmm. Like when I think of trailer, I think of like a movie trailer, right? But at the same time, when you add flowers to it, I'm like, okay, flowers, trailer, kind of makes me think of like a camper or like a tiny little camper mm-hmm. in the middle of the woods, even.
Yeah.
That kind of like really fits the vibe of Daughter of a King and all the songs you've written so far, because mm-hmm. a king is like royal, and then a daughter is, you know, a daughter, mm-hmm. beautiful, elegant, all the things.
Yeah.
And so that's I think really.
That's so good.
It like ties in everything. I don't know how you guys do it, but it's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Anika.
Sweet. That's very random, so we can thank Jesus for that.
Mm-hmm. And I do live in a trailer in the woods, which is so fun.
He does.
So, I'm almost done.
But, you're fine.
What would your guys' dream collab be?
Ooh,
that's a fun question.
Yeah. Honestly, mine is a sad one, but we used Toby Keith as a massive example to the industry of what we wanted to do through music when it comes to the comedic or like shtick side of Trailer Flowers, because Jacqueline and I, like, we really do enjoy making people laugh and being unfiltered and saying things as it is, or you know, how being who we are as we come. And I think Toby Keith's music and his music videos, he did such an incredible job being tied to a label, creating this body of work that not only, you know, had such meaning and patriotic roots, but also he had such a funny undertones. So I think that we would have had the most amazing time having Toby Keith be in one of our music videos or having a write with him. But in terms of like dream collab now, I think that we'd love to do something with Dolly Parton before she goes to heaven. But yeah, I would say Dolly Parton would be a goal or dream for Jack and I. Anyone else for you, Jack?
Honestly, you kind of hit it spot on. I love both of those so much.
Yeah. And Brad Paisley would be great too. We'd love to do something with Brad Paisley. And last one in the country realm, I would say Keith Urban, because I've just heard that he's incredible to work with and an amazing entertainer. So I think we could learn a lot from him.
I mean, I could totally see that. It's kind of funny what you said with Dolly Parton. But yeah, I mean, I could totally see you guys collabing. I mean, who knows? Maybe you guys might be able to do like an all-rounder where like Toby Keith, I mean, Keith Urban and Dolly Parton somehow are together.
Yeah.
There's four of you, so then you can have like a double duo.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Even just like somehow grab in Miley Cyrus as well, bring her goddaughter on, mm-hmm. and you can just have like a bunch of on the song.
That would be cool, like a Dolly Miley collab and a collab. That would be iconic. We love that.
Yeah. If you can make that happen, Anika, let us know.
Yeah,
Or we could even bring Lady Gaga. And the reason I'm putting this out there is like
her.
Star is Born, right? And like Bradley
Cooper.
Yeah,
we could have like them. Like it would be like a whole like big family of like just amazing singers. And honestly, like, you know, we can make this happen. Manifestation, right?
Yes.
For me personally, like my own like dream collabs have always been like, you know, it's always been like the bigger artists, but like I would love to collab with you guys or like this artist named Lorelai Marcel. But in terms of like mainstream artists, I would say like maybe like Lainey Wilson or Leve.
Yeah,
she's so Lainey's awesome.
Lainey's a queen.
Absolutely. Now, my last and final question for you is, this is kind of like a fun one as well. So this is finish the lyric. So, stars were blank, and then you fill it with a song title or a lyric from your own music.
Okay. Oh my God, pray for us.
Stars were?
We'll probably fail for this.
Yeah, the stars were blank.
Was one of our song lyrics?
Yeah.
Or any song lyric to finish that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, anything. That like anything. Line. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pregnant, so forgive me for not being able to have a brain right now.
The stars were shining bright.
Yeah. Cool.
That's great.
That's perfect.
Thank you.
Simply yet perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much, you guys. I had an amazing time talking to you both.
Us too.
It was a pleasure having you here. Again, as I said earlier, this is my first time having two people on the show together. But nonetheless, it was an amazing time. I had double the fun and it was epic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it fair. Was. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Yeah. I hope you had an amazing time listening to my comeback episode. And this is to more episodes in the future. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great evening.